Hello and welcome today to our new tapping script. See something, say something, how to disappoint with grace and love. My name is Janine Crombie and I am the founder of the EFT for Life Academy and creator of the Art of Authentic Feminine Success with EFT. It is my pleasure to be here with you, and I love sharing the benefits of emotional freedom techniques with you. For our tapping today, we will focus on how to stand up for ourselves and say something when we see something that doesn't honor our feelings or diminishes the value of who we are. I would like to ask you, do you have a hard time disappointing others because you know how bad it feels? Does your fear of conflict and your desire to keep the peace keep you from telling the truth? Do you want people to like you and do you feel uncomfortable when they don't? Most warm-hearted people who have a lot of empathy and compassion don't like conflict. It is hard for them to stand up for their needs, especially towards certain people who take shamelessly advantage of them. It is a big challenge for them to say something when they see something because they don't want to rock the boat. When our needs are being violated and we don't speak up, the inner conflict erodes our health over time. So for our tapping script today, I would like to ask you to focus on one particular person or one specific situation for the best results. Also, make sure you have a glass of purified water handy because tapping can make us thirsty. First, we're going to identify how intense we feel when we focus on this specific person or event. Please scan your body from head to toe. How intense do you feel on a scale from 0 to 10? Write down all the places in your body where you feel the intensity. And before we start tapping, I would like to ask you to be responsible and take care of your own health and well-being, both during the tapping and anytime thereafter. So let's get started tapping by continuously tapping on the karate chop while saying the following phrases. And I will pause for a short time after each phrase so you have time to repeat it after me. So let's get started here. Even though I am so afraid to disappoint others, I rather disappoint myself instead. I choose to change that today. Even though I worry about being rejected and not being approved of, I deeply and profoundly accept myself first. Even though I want to avoid conflict at all cost, I am open to accept the fact that my needs are also important. Now tap through all the tapping points as shown on the tapping points guide. I am so afraid to disappoint this person. I rather don't say anything. I am so scared of his or her reaction. In the short term, it is just easier to not say anything. Instead, I rather pretend to agree than standing up for myself. The truth is, I know I have been manipulated for years. I know this very clearly because I am also a very smart person. Don't think because I don't say anything that I don't know what's going on here. I feel so much hidden anger and hidden resentment inside. I have been attacked emotionally for so many years and sucked empty and ridiculed. Now I feel completely exhausted. I know I should stand up for myself, but I don't have the energy anymore. I know I should say something, but I am scared of her or his reaction. I am really scared of her or his reaction. I can feel what is wrong here, but I feel so beaten down emotionally that I have no energy left to straighten things out. Sometimes it's just easier to let it go again. Because I need to go to work, which is very demanding, because I have a lot of professional responsibilities, and when I come home, having to deal with all of this manipulation, on top of it, it is just too much for me. I need help. I am deeply tired in every cell of my body. I feel trapped, needing to interact with this person every day. It has taken a big toll on me. I know this because I am a very smart person in every other area of my life. People refer to me as being brilliant. So why can't I get this one area of my life resolved in a way that brings me long-lasting peace? I have no energy left. It feels like a huge job to speak up and speak out. I see the issues clearly, but I have no energy left to say anything. I feel drained. and empty and lonely. I am a highly sensitive person, and I don't like conflict. I want to be nice to others. And in the process, I forget to be nice to myself. I realize now that this other person is violating my expectations every day. I hope she or he will get it one day and will change for the better. But I am running out of patience. I self-sacrifice for him or her, and secretly I hope that she or he will put her or his best foot forward and do the same caretaking for me. But guess what? She or he takes and takes and takes shamelessly. I feel very much taken advantage of. And that makes me angry inside. I sometimes feel furious inside. But of course I don't show it. Because I want to be better than him or her. And show him or her that I am more evolved. And that evolved people don't get angry or get into conflict. But it is costing me. It is costing me in terms of my health. It is costing me in terms of peace of mind. It is costing me in terms of my overall well-being and happiness. And I want to be happy. I so deserve to be happy. When will it be my turn to be happy? Somehow I realize that I have been waiting for other people's permission to have what I want, to be happy. And you know what? Nobody cares as much about my happiness as I do. Because everyone else is too busy taking care of their own needs. They don't have the time and space for me. I have been waiting for them to nurture me. And now I realize that in order to get what I need to give it to myself. This is what everyone else is doing too. I have been a little bit naive, and I love and forgive myself for this. Now that I have more clarity, I am more open and willing to take care of me first. Of course, I will still take care of others, Because this is just a sweet, kind nature of who I am. However, I will include myself from this day forward and be aware and conscious of how things feel to me. And not just let things slide and be in denial and pretend all is okay because I am afraid to stand up for myself. I know I deserve the very best. And I am definitely going to give some of my very best to me first, before I share it with the world. I love and forgive myself for putting myself last. I love and forgive myself for not standing up for myself, at least not fast enough. I love and forgive myself for allowing my health to deteriorate chronically over the years. I love and forgive myself for forgetting about myself. I am ready to practice saying no to others and saying yes to myself first. I am ready to practice setting boundaries when I feel she or he is taking advantage of me. I am ready to learn how to disappoint gracefully. I am a very valuable person with a golden heart. I want to remind myself of this. From this day forward, I promise myself to share my love and devotion only with people who love and adore me also, who appreciate and value me too. I am ready for this. And this already starts to feel much better. Take a deep, relaxing breath. And take a sip of water. Now it's time to check our new number and record your progress in your EFT success journal. So on a scale from 0 to 10, what is your new number? If your number is not a 0 yet, repeat the script and feel free to modify or change any phrases so it is more applicable to your specific situation. And if your number is a 0, then what is your biggest win today? Or what is your new insight or awareness? Or what is the biggest shift you have experienced? And what do you feel is your next practical action step? I would like you to finish the following sentences. I am very happy with my progress because I am truly proud of myself because now I would like to thank you so much for giving yourself the gift of more harmony, of more inner peace, and of more good feelings in your body. And also, thank you so much for participating in this powerful tapping process. And feel free to use this tapping script as often as you like. I look forward to connecting with you and welcoming you in one of our upcoming EFT programs, our EFT trainings, our private VIP days, and helping you in any way I can. Bye for now.